This is a bit of graduation day for me. Until today, every time I was to celebrate the 8 o'clock Mass at the cathedral, Deacon Jim Leggett would pick me up dutifully at St. Francis Seminary and drive me over here, pointing out various exits in the streets. Today I came by myself. It's like the little boy in first grade who was able to walk home for the first time from school without mom taking him there. Today I came by myself. But I know the eyes of God were watching me and watching this community all that time. There was a wonderful story, if you remember, on television. It was a series that captivated a lot of people in their hearts. It was called Touched by an Angel. Remember that? The wonderful premise of that series was the fact that the angels are there surrounding us. Every time we meet great challenges in our lives, we're confronted with great decisions that we have to make. There are those that surround us, helping to guide and direct us. It's a reminder that God is with us every day and in every way. Now, of course, we don't have those various actors or actresses there around us to do that, but we do have the sense of God's presence. And of course, when we listen to Isaiah, he was touched by an angel, literally. And once he was touched by an angel, he touched my mouth with it and said, "See now that this has touched your lips. Your wickedness is removed. Your sin is purged." What's his first response? His first response is to do the will of God. For when the challenge comes, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send?'" Me. You've touched me. I'm ready. Me. When we go to Paul, Paul is helping us as a community to remind us that sometimes we take that very act of God in our lives and we forget. We forget. We distance ourselves. We stop remembering the fact that it is God who has fashioned our faith life, given us his presence in this world. We start to succumb to the world's definition of success or popularity instead of wishing to fulfill God's will. The Corinthians were not unlike us. They were surrounded by a pagan society that said, "Eat, drink, be merry, tomorrow you shall die. Don't worry about it. This is all there is." If we kind of think that's just the pagan world, look at our advertising. Grab for all the gusto you can get now. The Christian community understands immediately that it is the whole Paschal mystery of Christ, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, which leads us to embrace what God has awaiting for us in the kingdom. And we are to live our faithfulness to Christ here and now, even when it means sacrifice. Even when it means we must be challenged in a particular way. But we do so because of this commitment, because we know immediately it is God who has touched and graced our life. Poor Paul knew that about his own life. He was literally touched by God. He was called by God on that road to Damascus, and it changed him so that all he wished to do was God's will. Not the way the world would offer the success, but the way our faithfulness would offer a statement and a witness to the presence of Christ. Then we come to wonderful Peter. Great aspect in terms of confrontation. And as I've said before, when we're listening always to the gospel, we have to listen when Jesus is confronting an individual. We've got to stand behind that individual as if Jesus is talking to us. Us individually, confronting us with the word of sacred scripture. And he got a feel for poor St. Peter. I mean, they worked all night fishing. That's when the fishing was supposed to be good. That's when the fishing was done in terms of the industry. They work all night. Here comes this preacher, who I'm sure they've been listening to, Jesus hops into his boat because obviously if you can think about it, it's the crowd who's pushing him. He's talking on that seashore and the crowd's pushing in on him and he's got no place to go except in the water. And the water at least gives him an ability so that the crowd won't suddenly hem him in. So he gets in that poor boat and he goes back and he starts to preach. I'm sure it must have been a powerful sermon. I'm sure. Talking about and challenging people to live according to God's rules, according to God's ways. So at the end, I'm sure Peter listened to this that same thing, and Jesus turns and said, okay, Peter, put your boat out into the deep for a catch. The challenge of the Lord. Go deep into the waters. What's the Lord saying to us in terms of that passage? The waters are the waters of life. Go deep into those waters. And then open up your nets. Open up your hearts to the person of Christ who is calling you. Open up your hearts to he who has the words of eternal life. Open up your hearts. And of course, Peter must have been reluctant. Obviously, it seems that way. You know, Lord, we've been at it all night. We don't want to do it just one more time. But who is it that's asking Peter to do that? Who is it? It's the Lord. It's the Lord. So the invitation is coming from Jesus in our own lives. The invitation of our vocations, our situations in life, whatever we have to confront. It changes when we bring the Lord into it, when we understand what we do for him and for his sake. And then all of a sudden, the nets open up, the fish come in, pulling it in. Peter gets it. He makes the connection. The connection was the fact that the Lord was brought into him. He realized that the sacred has touched his life. And what does that do? It causes fear. As many of us would be fearful of suddenly being confronted by the all-powerful. And yet Jesus utters wonderful words. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. This is the God who loves you beyond all imaginings. This is the God who seeks your well-being, who offers you a life not only in this world, but in the next. And it is your faithfulness, which helps to determine that ongoing relationship. Poor Peter, confronted by so much. A man certainly who feels he does not have the capacity to fulfill what the Lord wants. Poor Paul, a persecutor of the church who suddenly is confronted by Jesus and turns into the great promoter. Poor Isaiah, sitting there at the death of King Uzziah and suddenly refashioned and reformed, all of them realizing that alone they can do nothing, but with God everything's possible. Jesus has been given to us in the Eucharist. Literally, we take that Jesus into our lives. We take that invitation to go deep into our society, open up our hearts, and make a difference because of him. God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.